Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, welcome to Clutch My Pearls, the podcast where I, Emily, learn all about the smutty little books that my friends are reading. As always, I'm joined with Vanessa and Barbara.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Never be good at that.
I know.
It's okay. A little better?
Probably not.
I think it's just...
We made eye contact and I felt like it was going to help, but it didn't.
Yeah, I was like all of a sudden going like... It's the creepiest look I've ever seen.
I think that it's like, it's the way that I need to like sing the little theme song to myself before I even do the intro.
Yeah.
That maybe you guys need to like practice saying like...
Hello.
Hello.
In the mirror before we come.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this week. Last week was episode 13.
Yes.
Which I don't know if it was in the episode or if it was just in our talking beforehand, but we were talking about how this is going to be lucky number 13, not cursed number 13.
Mm-hmm.
But between the new puppy barking or playing with a squeaker, which is always allowed and encouraged.
Yes.
My wonderful husband and your husband.
All of our husbands.
And my husband.
Both, all into production who... The wall that we are in, it shares a wall with the kitchen, and Jeff swore that he wasn't clanging pans, and I said, you were, and you slammed the oven door, which is right beside me on this other side of this wall, and your husband talking loudly.
Naturally.
And then, while we're reading stuff.
The pinnacle of the night.
After we've been fucking lying about, like, how's your new year? The new year's amazing. Right. How's it going?
Like, we're trying to, we know when it's going to come out. And then, obviously, we film ahead of time. So we're like, how's the new year? And I feel like when you ask, how's the new year, Vanessa and I went, crickets. Like, it's pretty good.
I don't know yet.
Because we were filming it, we were recording it on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
As you could tell by the fucking bombs going off in the middle of our
fireworks.
And we have to record at night because the lighting in this room, we look horrible in the sunlight. So we have to do it.
Production is hard, y'all. Turns out. It's really like a whole job.
I feel like we are like at this point where if anything goes wrong, we're like, we're just babies. We don't know what we're doing. We're doing this on our own. But when it goes well, we're like, yeah, like it's not fucking hard. Like we're so good at this.
What, like it's hard? Yeah. So either congratulations us. We nailed the last episode, even with all that chaos. Or listeners, we're so sorry. We're new.
We don't know what we're doing.
Never film on New Year's Eve again.
No. Or should we? Mm. I don't know.
Obviously.
I mean, thankfully it was like during the sex scene.
Yeah. So. It fit though, because it was... Like a climax.
It was at the club. It was at the Bedazzled Club.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. We got to be careful.
No more movies.
I also realized that I've noticed as like through some of the episodes, because I'll listen to them as they come out or I'll listen to it the night before we release it, whatever. A lot of my references are coming up the same. What did I say?
You're all about the Transporter movie.
I was all about the Transporter movie, but I think I guessed 167 again.
Yeah.
In the episode 12s.
One day it'll be right.
We also have thought for the past two episodes that we had carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yes.
Or gases.
Yeah, I still stand we by. Still
there's, some, there's something going on in this room.
There's something happening.
I think, you know what? It's magic.
Yeah.
It's really adding to the episodes. Whatever I love it. It is.
Well, do we have a Vanessa book this week?
We have a Vanessa book this week. Ooh,
and I'm
so nervous.
I'm real excited. I even stole the iPad from work.
Oh my God.
Especially to show you the cover.
She's such a bad girl.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take it back to work tomorrow.
That's fine.
That's what she says.
I own the place. It's fine.
It's called Man Eater.
Ooh.
Oh boy.
Is this like a, what is, was that Jennifer's body where her vagina ate the guys? I'm already getting my, I already get my, my,
oh my
visuals.
God, I said yeah. No movie.
And I immediately knew it was wrong. I knew. Emily, I had total faith in you.
Okay, so Man Eater.
Jennifer's body.
It's a monster book.
Is it like a Black Widow?
I'll tell you.
Okay. Okay,
Okay, so it's called Man Eater. It's Monsters of Moonvale novella. So it's like a series. Literally, this book came out in October.
But this isn't. It's, I know we do some other monster series that we've had the same author.
We
this
did, is not.
This is not in that monster series.
It was Layla Faye who,
yes.
who did the. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Satan and Raccoon.
The Raccoon? Okay.
That, I think that's our only repeat.
Yes.
Author. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So every book that this author has put out has come out in 2023.
Oh my God.
Just cranking them out.
Yeah. Well, the two were a novella and ones are two, something like that.
Are they connected at all?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm. So I was kind of disappointed to find out that this is kind of like the prequel. It's like 0.5 of the series.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because I liked this book so much, I was like hoping that there would be more.
Right.
But the way that the book ended, like I kind of get it now.
You're hungry for more.
Were you already into monster books?
Is this your... This is my first,
like on your own, going, yeah, okay.
Well, like I've done Alien, right?
So, right, and Raccoon, but that wasn't really monster. Right. It
choosing was... Thea was like your alien,
yeah. And he, Raccoon was like a shape shifter, which I guess,
yeah, there's a difference. It's easy enough to go, but like Satan had a tail and everything,
yeah, tentacles, tail,
magic carpet.
What are we here for? Wait, who's this author?
Emily Antoinette.
Hey, that's
Emily.
This is a French
we
Emily.
We knew it was you.
Okay, so I'm gonna pass the iPad to you.
So this is to show us the cover.
Yes.
Oh.
I have questions.
It's pink.
I love it. So is she the devil? First of all, okay, I'm gonna show it to the screen. Look, see how it says salon right here? That's how we know that this is the iPad. That's the salon.
That's how we know that Vanessa stole it.
I'm
and fucking Bane Salon on the background. Thank you.
Shout out.
Okay, Emily Antoinette. So this, for those who can't see, because this isn't a fucking video podcast. This is an audio podcast. But we'll make a clip for Instagram or something. Maneater, first of all, I love the font. It's a little squiggly font. She is wearing like workout gear. She's wearing like leg warmers, little sneakers, and wrist sweat things. Why are they got sweatbands?
Yeah. Sure.
Sure. Yeah. She's got the lightning bolt earrings. She's got beautiful hair. She's got a great bod. Does
she have horns?
She has like devil horns. So I'm feeling like this is, she's a devil.
She's a demon.
What's the little symbol that she's on?
She's a demon. She's an athletic demon.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a jazzercise demon.
She's a man-eater.
Ooh.
She's a succubus.
Ooh, ooh. That's the word I kept saying, succulent.
Oh, succubus.
Mm-hmm.
What is a succubus?
Yeah.
They are demons that feed. I should have really researched a succubus before this because...
Nobody knows.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I learned stuff from the book, but... you know, they just kind of like trickle it in, but
yeah,
they're lust demons.
They're like plants that are like a cactus.
Yes. And they need, sure. They live in the desert.
You only want to water them sometimes though.
So. Cute.
So like a Venus flytrap?
No.
Yes. Oh. All right. Give us the synopsis.
Okay.
What's going on?
Before I make it up the entire story. Yes. Yeah. Tell me what it actually is.
Emily Hornberg on the scene.
She's thinking of movies. I can tell.
Oh my. Hopefully there's not a movie that references anything.
I'll find one.
Okay. A witch seeking connection.
She's if a witch. Someone... She's a witch. She's a witch. She rides that broomstick.
He's a witch.
Oh.
He.
Yeah. If someone ever seems too good to be true, it probably is. And that's how the friendly invitation to join a new coven turned into a surprise demon summoning. Ooh. At least it wasn't a virgin sacrifice. Because oh, then...
Thank God, yeah.
Yeah. Been there, done that.
Don't you hate when that happens?
Well, because then I really would have been screwed. And not in the way that they plan for the succubus they've bound. When I help free her from the bindings and offer her a ride back to work, things get even weirder. She tells me she wants to see me again. This captivating woman wants to see me, a nerdy witch who spends his free time playing D&D.
Aww. We love that. That's our type.
Yeah. Nerd.
Yeah, sure.
There's no way she means it, but that's definitely too good to be true. Still, there's no way I can resist the opportunity to spend more time with a goddess like her.
So this is from his point of view, but he's not like the soup, because usually it's like the girl who's, you know, not like any other girl, of course.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And the guy who's just like hot as fuck. And it's the girl that's kind of lusting. There's like that kind of dynamic, that power shift. But now it's like this dude who's not like all the other guys. And she's the.
Well, no, he's a virgin.
What? Oh.
Remember when he said.
No, I remember. But then I thought maybe that's not what that means. But that,
no, that's what he
what
meant.
That means.
Oh. Yeah. He's okay. A virgin. He's a nerd.
Virgin,
he's a
witch nerd.
Yeah.
Do you think they have the same? Now, as a witch, they do have like powers and stuff. Isn't that like D&D where they're like have powers? Like, do you think you automatically come with those powers in D&D? Or do you still have
to,
like,
roll? Do you think he just plays himself?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Where he's like, actually, I would be able to do that. So.
They don't really go into the D&D that much.
Bummer.
Yeah. But he definitely has powers. And I think
but not powers to get laid.
Yet. No.
He just needs a man-eater.
What is his? What are his powers?
They don't really say either. Like, he does spell, like a witch, he does, like, spells, but he has, like, the power to, like, conjure real magic.
Okay.
Ooh.
You know, so he can do stuff.
He's a chef.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, he veils himself, like, protection. Ooh. Like, they do some naughty stuff, and he has to hide them from, like, a camera.
Oh.
So he, like, messes with the camera, but he just...
He's not like Hades. He doesn't like the voyeurism stuff.
He's like, oh, it's risky, but also like not.
Yeah. I'm going to do it in front of people, but they can't see us.
I'm a witch.
I'm a witch.
I'm a witch.
So there's more synopsis from her point of view.
Okay. Sorry. I immediately went and shut up.
A succubus with a soft heart. Nothing like getting summoned by a bunch of cultists to ruin your night. These creeps trap me and won't let me leave until I feed on their desires. I may be a succubus, but I'm not that desperate.
Oh.
Thankfully, an unexpected savior helps free me. He's adorable, so shy and earnest, and valiantly trying to suppress the desire he feels in my presence. At first, I think it's an act, but he proves his sweet nature is genuine. Something about this witch calls to me, not just to take him to the darkest depths of desire and see him undone, though that sounds fun.
Ooh, I love this, like, this like power shift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny because earlier when I was listening, I was we go back and forth with like when we do like the first comings of like from his point of view or her point of view. And I was like, I think I like it from his point of view because he's talking about how amazing the woman is and how she feels and how good she is that you're like, that's hot. But now I'm like, are we going to do are we going to do like his first coming? Because it will be his first.
Yeah, so I'll get to that.
We'll get there.
I'm too excited. It's
just
really good.
Think of movies.
Let me just finish the fucking synopsis.
Practical Magic. What?
Okay.
So Nicole Kidman shows up.
But he's a boy.
Oh, so this would be more actually saying, well, okay, continue.
Anyway,
I got to figure out my thing.
Okay, but we'll to let there. Myself.
Jesse Eisenberg is who I'm picturing as the witch boy.
Jesse
virgin witch boy.
Eisenberg?
Emily.
He's not hot, but he's
so bad at this.
Emily. Emily.
He's who I'm.
I literally don't even know what to say.
We seriously need to fucking talk.
I'll help you.
No, but like he's not hot, but
I will help you.
He is who I'm picturing as a nerdy witch
Why
boy.
Why not have some
virgin?
Here like, you go. Ready?
Wait.
Andrew Garfield.
Oh,
there we go. You're on timeout from choosing what these men look like.
We need to make like little flashcards of hot guys for Emily.
Picture. Like, just note when your eyes dilate.
What was the Social Network? Did you want to bone him in that movie?
No, but I was thinking of like a nerdy witch boy, like who I would have cast in that role.
Yeah, but you could literally put Brad Pitt in that role.
Hot boys can be nerdy.
Yeah, but you just put glasses on him and you make him play D&D. Like, it's easy to nerd up anything.
Okay. I'll put your hand in Garfield.
Keep it hot. Leonardo DiCaprio.
He could never. No.
Like, the old days, not now.
Oh, like, What's Eating Gilbert Grape? No.
Girl.
Edit that out.
No. Oh, God.
You seriously? Okay.
We're going to scrap this episode.
It's going to be a really good book, guys.
You guys, I believe you. Book.
Look how much fun we're having.
Shut up.
She's like, I love this book. Stop fucking ruining it. Okay, so she's like cute, nerdy witch boy. Continue.
Okay. Jesus Christ. I was literally the end. But to let myself open my sacred heart to someone who might not crush it. Maneater is a cozy, high-heat monster romance novella set in the 1980s, featuring a lanky cinnamon roll witch mailman character and a curvy, confident succubus. They call him a cinnamon roll.
What's that mean?
It means he's a softie. He's a sweetheart.
So it's like golden retriever, kind of.
Kind of, but it's more like, okay.
He's just real sweet.
Look at Eric and look at Jeff.
Okay. Our husbands.
It's that thing where it's always looks like a cinnamon roll would kill you. Looks like they'd kill you is a cinnamon roll.
Mm. And
like inner just like soft and gooey and sweet and warm and
okay, my husband is covered in tattoos and looks like way tougher than he is. And he's still a super tough guy. He's so tough. But he's so sweet, baby boy.
He's very sweet.
But Eric is kind of like
he comes across as really like blunt and really, you know, but then he's actually
really sweet.
He's just sweet.
He's gonna be mad I said that. He doesn't listen to this.
He's that sweet.
You
know,
that's what you get for not listening.
Eric's not nice.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, so I put at the bottom of the synopsis like in really big letters first coming because we always forget to fucking do it.
Excellent. You're keeping us so on track and we're trying so hard to get you off track.
Extra organized. I think because you guys have been so unhinged on my books. On the Vanessa books.
Yes.
It's set in the 1980s. That's interesting.
I'll talk about that too. I guess I could talk about it now. It was kind of like a main complaint in a lot of the reviews. Just because it was like, it's supposed to be 1980s, but it's really not referenced in any other way other than they don't have cell phones.
She's and like, wearing sweatbands on her wrists.
It
looks
very
Flashdance.
I was going to say, and the cover.
Yeah.
That's
but literally, they never reference her wearing leg warmers. She never wears tennis shoes, which is weird. She's always...
So should I picture Anthony Michael Hall? Because it's the 80s.
No.
Yeah.
He gets hot as he got older.
Oh, so
Screech.
He has... Wow.
I guess that's an
90s. Oh, my God. Take her microphone away.
Jesse Eisenberg back in there.
Good Lord.
He has red hair, I think. So maybe he's like a Ron Weasley.
Donald Gleason?
Chucky?
Did you ever see that movie About Time with Rachel McAdams and Donald Gleason? Everyone listening and you two should watch it because it's really cute.
Oh.
I think it was whoever did Love Actually. None of this matters. He's got red hair and he could totally pull this role off. All right.
So I was going to look up like red hair hot guys.
Okay. You're the one who's supposed to keep us on track,
the
Vanessa.
Clicking of the keyboard, too.
We've lost her.
I'm just getting a bunch of random people.
I wonder if this is why I don't read, is that I have to have such visuals and then I fuck it up with the visuals that come into my head.
Yeah, I'm not going to go down this rabbit hole with you people.
Okay, so they're in
first
the 80s.
Coming.
Okay, are we doing his first coming or her first coming, or do they come at the same
just
time?
Just coming in general.
First coming. And how many pages is the book again?
Oh, I didn't say.
It's Jesus a novella, Christ. So it's probably
shorter.
Yeah,
159. Oh, right.
Okay.
69. I'm going to go for it this time.
8.
It's a Vanessa novella.
45.
Damn. You still won. I went over. 45.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's new to town and he's like a PI and he's trying to like...
How old is he?
He's like 25.
Okay.
If he's a PI, you're casting him all wrong. This is not... No.
Well, he's like... He's paranormal. Like, he's a witch. Yeah. So he mostly does things to like help other people who are paranormal. Like his friend's a werewolf, so he like helps him.
Was
like
it Monster High?
Yeah. I think it's one of those things where like there are realms where like demons live.
Okay.
But like people that are demons and creatures that are like somewhat like normal or maybe humanoid? Like half, yeah, live in our realm.
So it's like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, where some people are animated and some people are
God.
Anyway, I don't think his job's really that important, but he's passing around flyers and he goes to like a witch shop. Uh-huh. I don't even know what it's called.
Like a botanicals place?
Yeah.
I think of Green and White Grocers on 7th Street.
Yes, he goes there.
That's where he is.
And he meets a woman who he can tell is also like a witch. Like he can feel her like real powers.
Okay.
And she's like, I know that you're here because you're trying to like build your business, but I can also sense that you're looking for like a group, like a coven.
Mm.
And, you know, if you want to, we're meeting up, you know, come by, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, you know, she seemed nice and powerful. You know what I mean? Like she feels like the real thing. Uh-huh. So he comes.
Mm.
And everybody is being like really like they just keep mentioning like good job with the new recruit.
Oh.
And like commenting on like his body and like how in shape he is and how good looking he is.
So not Jesse Eisenberg.
No, are we listening? Definitely.
I'm trying to think of like a hot guy from the 80s.
Girl.
Oh my God.
Jason Bateman. Young Jason Bateman was a cutie.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Bacon was around in the 80s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of 80s things and I'm... Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyways. So he goes and like I said, everybody's like commenting on his body.
Is he at this point like they're going to... Like I'm a virgin. They're going to sacrifice me or something.
That's kind of what he thinks because they're like, oh, we couldn't do the ritual. We didn't have... We needed an extra body, but so-and-so got sick and we thought we were going to miss our opportunity. Like some of the, you know, the moon and the whatever.
Anytime I have joined a witch coven and they have talked to me like that, I know that's a red flag. You got to get out of there.
Yeah, you got
to
go.
So, I mean...
That's why we're only having this conversation with you now after 13 episodes. We're like, we're witches.
Come into our basement.
Welcome. That's why you always feel funny when you're here. But you're like, I feel so lightheaded. We're like, it's fine. It's just part of the ritual.
So, yeah. So right away, he knows something's up.
Okay.
And then he starts noticing, you know, like the symbols on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, they start like chanting. Mm-hmm. And then she shows up.
Is she chained or anything, or she's like walking in?
She's
like, what's
bound
that?
By the symbols on the ground.
Okay,
and there's like a force field around them that is basically gonna trap her in there.
Is she laying on her back, like in a 5-star kind of thing?
No, she like pops down in like in a squat position because
ooh, like the cover.
Oh,
yes, exactly like the cover because she is a stripper.
That a girl.
What?
And they literally summoned her in the middle of her dance.
Nice.
So
I love
she's
it.
Literally wearing just a G-string and platform high heels.
I love it. She's but, like, where's my pole? Like,
yeah. Since she's being summoned, she's like summoned in her like demon form. So just like in the photo, she's pink.
Mm-hmm.
Big boobs, big butt.
Yeah. The horns.
And a spaded tail. Yeah, and horns.
She's got a tail.
Oh, but it's spaded. It's not furry like Satan's.
No, yeah.
I like that better.
Yeah, because Satan's got wet.
And it's from her. I don't support that.
I think I like a spaded tail.
Yeah.
I think if I went to have a tail, it'd be...
That's my preferred tail.
More like a thin
yeah.
texture.
Oh, okay. Do we know her name yet? Have I?
No, we don't.
Okay.
Do we not ever know it?
No, we don't.
Oh, we just don't know yet.
They haven't met.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay.
But yeah, okay. I'll tell you.
Okay.
L is her name.
L?
Yeah. E-L-L-E?
Mm-hmm. And Shane
it's not
is
just
his name.
The letter
Shane?
L?
No. Her name is Exandriel or something crazy like that. Something demonic. And she's like, but my friends call me L.
I love her.
Yeah, she's really sweet.
I like it.
Oh, she has black hair and angry violet eyes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Didn't Elizabeth Taylor have violet eyes?
Wasn't there you
that
go.
Thing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's powerful, too. Mm-hmm.
It's been a million years since I've seen that movie, so I don't know how you remember. So he, like, uses his powers to break, like, a little rip in the...
Oh, and like the force
field. Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
And he basically is like, you guys are gross. Okay, so they summon her there for sex.
Okay.
Basically.
Mm. And does she like show up like, what the fuck? Where am I?
Basically,
what's happening?
Yeah, she's like,
why can't I move?
You're gross. this is a common occurrence for succubuses to be summoned by witches. It's like a, it's kind of like a problem.
Sounds like a trafficking problem.
Basically, they like summon her and then they're like, they, succubus need, they have to feed basically on desire, which is why she works at a strip club.
Okay, that makes sense.
So they feed on not necessarily having lust, to have sex, but
the energy of
being wanted, other people being in love. So she's almost kind of like a matchmaker sometime in the book.
Do you think that y'all are succubuses and that's why you read the books?
The smut, because we need it.
Because you need it.
We're feeding off of
it. We're literally just sucking on our Kindle.
Yes, I love it. Oh, God. So she shows up. She's like, what the fuck is going on? Why am I here? Oh, God, I'm in this bullshit again. Like, this isn't her first rodeo, I see.
Yeah, and I'm sure some of them are gross.
And are they chanting this time while they're doing this? Like, are they just standing there looking at her?
No, not. They chant to get her there.
Right.
But once she's there, they're like, we're here for you. Feed on us. And they all start dropping their robes.
What the fuck?
And they're all naked.
And she's like, you couldn't have, like, invited me?
Or just come to the club.
Yeah. Like, so Shane speaks up and he's like, this is gross. She doesn't want to be here. No consent.
Shane.
And he rescues her. And obviously he has like enough power to do that. Mm-hmm. So she's like, oh, okay.
Because they're all naked and just like probably like, ah. And yeah, he's like, no. Blop. Yeah, you know,
this is weird.
He came fully dressed. So he's like not going to get naked.
Because he's a virgin too.
Yeah. So he's like, come with me. And immediately she thinks like, okay, he's rescuing me, but like, what is he going to want?
It's transactional. Like all of my interactions are, but I bet he's different. He's not like other boys.
Well, he goes to grab her hand to like lead her out and she can feel the desire on him. But it's only because he's just
horned up a little bit.
He's a virgin. He's backed up. Of course, when he saw her, he got a boner.
Of course.
For sure.
All right.
Hey.
So she's like, oh, he's going to want something for this.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he starts to take off his shirt and she thinks like, here we go. But he's giving her his shirt to like cover up.
Because she was just in a G-string.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So she's like, oh, this guy's kind of nice.
Like, oh, he's a gentleman. Yeah, like he's being kind to me.
And he gives her a ride back to the strip club.
Yeah, he does.
It's called, it's called Heaven's Door.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And I'm picturing the club in Beetlejuice. Yeah.
There it is.
I'm picturing when they go into Beetlejuice land and it's the club.
Yeah. Okay. In the tiny town.
Yeah.
Excellent in the tiny vibes.
Town. Yeah. Yes. So she's interested in like why he's not. I think she's kind of horned up from the summoning.
Ooh.
So because he's being so sweet, he gave her a ride. She's like, I'm going to fuck him in the car. Like, I need...
Girl.
She's like, I need some release because I'm all...
Oh, my God.
He's so sweet and... But...
And she wants to show him, like, gratitude.
Yeah.
Oh,
but she's...
Hell,
come on. A lot better than a high five. Ride.
It's 5-star Ubers. So she's, like, giving him the eyes... You know, pushing her boobs up, but he's just not—he's not biting.
He's at 10-2 and just looking forward, basically.
Yeah.
What a weird night I've had.
Yeah. And so,
well, guess we're not joining that coven.
I think he says something like, "Keep the shirt," you know. And she was like, "Oh, I was hoping that you would want to come back and get it and see me." Mm. And he's like, "What? You want to see me?"
Oh, he's
whatever for.
And she's like, "Yeah, I'm working tomorrow night. Come by." Mm-hmm. And so he goes and
just boned up rock hard.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, boy.
She thinks he's not going to show up. And she starts realizing, like, I don't know why I'm like so
into him.
Yeah. Mm. And one of her friends calls him like succubus catnip.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
it's real cute. Mm. And so he finally shows up. I think the reason why they call the book Maneater is because he's sitting in the car waiting for a sign to like go inside, and so he turns on the radio and Maneater by Hall and Oates comes on.
This sweet boy.
Yeah.
This cinnamon roll. Yeah.
I love it.
He needs to be violated.
Yeah.
In a consenting sort of way.
Yes. 100%.
Oh, I love that.
So he finally goes in and she's just
doing her job.
Yeah, she's up on stage. Mm-hmm. I think this is the part where they say the 80s comes in because she's like dancing to White Snake.
Hell yeah.
Great.
Hell yeah.
No cell phones, White Snake.
There's a car on 80s. The stage and she's just rolling around the top.
Immaculate.
So she gets super horned up while he's there on stage.
Sliding down like,
she's God.
Wet.
Oh, get the wax.
The windshield wipers come on.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
God. So she asks him, you know, if he wants to, like, go to, like, a booth and, like, talk or whatever. And he says, like, a lot of, like, really sweet stuff to her. Like, I don't just want you for your body. Like, I really like you. I think you're super sweet and yeah. I want to get to know you. Mm-hmm. He's like, I want to know everything. And she's like, well, that's going to take a long time. And he's like, mm-hmm. I'll give you all the time you want. Like, literally, whatever.
I love him.
This is, like, if he was intentionally doing this, it's an excellent reverse psychology.
Yes. Yes.
Where it's like, the clock is ticking down. The more you tell me that you're willing to, like, wait and hang out, it's like, oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Come okay. up on stage with me.
Yeah. So they go to the champagne room, and she's like, I don't want money. I just want to be alone with you. Mm-hmm. And they definitely get freaky.
Ooh, define freaky.
He rubs one out on her.
Great. While like she's... he jerks off on her?
No.
Oh.
He rubs on her.
Oh.
Pleasures great. Her. Oh. Little finger banging, little...
Okay. A little high school stuff.
Bundle of nerves rubbing.
Sure.
Oh, while she's doing the lap dance. And okay. So she is like...
Does he give her the knee?
No, she's like... grinding, and then she turns over, puts her butt in his lap, grinding, and that's when he...
Oh, young love.
Yeah. Aww. So she's like, oh, I'm repaying the favor and is going to go down on him, but he came in his pants.
Oh, my God.
So the
Shane.
First coming is both of them.
Shane.
She is
Jesse
not...
Jesse Eisenberg, come on.
Don't. Don't.
I'm... You're going to ruin this fucking book for me.
Yeah. This
big
is
big time. Oh. I'd rather picture Ron Weasley. Anyways.
God. So she's in the champagne room.
So she does not judge him one bit for coming in his pants. No, not at all.
Does she like it?
Yes, because she gets off on other people's pleasure. So she actually came twice.
Because oh he God. Came in her pants?
Because the catnip is... their desire,
right?
So that's like the ultimate energy.
Yeah, so wow. She felt him coming as a cum.
I wonder
for herself.
Oh,
I want that.
I also kind of like I that is powerful. If you can make a dude come in his pants,
yeah,
how do you not like pat myself on the back?
Yeah,
on the
back? Like I kind of like if you, I guess, like not in a creepy way, never mind.
Here's a supportive way. Fellas, if you think it was too early, it could have just been a really nice compliment.
Yeah.
She might like that.
It could have just been like, all right, we try this again in a, you know,
I mean,
a
yeah,
while.
It's not like you can't just get it going again.
There's other stuff to do. You could watch a movie.
Yeah.
You could watch Beetlejuice.
You could watch Bedazzled. You could watch When Harry Met Sally. You could watch so many things and she'll be just as happy.
Mm-hmm.
Or just go down on her.
Just don't be weird about it.
Yeah.
Anyway. He's definitely not weird. He's like...
Yeah, no, he's not.
Is
he's
it like
and he's,
all in his pants and she...
He like, definitely has like a wet spot.
That's icky.
Did she slurp it out?
No, you're sick.
I know. She likes it.
No, you like it.
Ooh.
Girl.
He's a freak.
Is that one of his powers? He can clean that up? Because that's wet jeans?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh.
I think he just like... He can...
just wipe himself up?
No.
Suck it back
veil
in?
Himself?
Oh, so he just like... blurred image of his yeah
well and it's like a dark nightclub
and everyone else has the same problems.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Yeah,
all right.
There's
okay
not a dry pant in the house.
He's got okay.
Oh God. Okay,
but so, she's cool about it.
She likes
yes,
it.
Yes. Yeah,
no judgment.
No.
Was he embarrassed at first?
A little.
Okay.
I mean, only because he's never had sex before. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't want to see, you know, obviously, like, I think guys worry about coming too quick or mm-hmm. not being able to keep it up. You know what I mean? So yeah. I think he has a lot of like performance anxiety, but only because he's never done it.
Right.
Mm. And he literally, like a majority of this book, he is just hard on boner tucked in his waistband the whole entire book. Yeah.
I love that Vanessa's like, I fucking love this book. Don't ruin it. And you're like, he's got a boner in his waistband.
I just thought it was super cute. I mean, yeah. And I love the dynamic of like a demon woman. And yeah. she's like super horned up all the time. And he's a virgin. But he's also like super big on consent.
Yeah.
It kind of is to the point where it's like annoying.
Yeah.
And I can tell, like, obviously, reviewers are annoyed by it. Mm-hmm. But also you can tell, like, she kind of gets annoyed by it, too.
Yeah.
He's, like, saying, like, I don't just want your body. I want your mind. And she's like, okay, well, I want your mind and your body. But, like, would you judge me for...
Like, we can still fuck.
...wanting you physically. Yeah. You know? And he's like, of course not. And he's like... She's like, then it's okay that you, like, stare at my chest. You know what I mean? Or look at my butt.
Violate me. Like, it's okay.
Yeah. You know, you feel guilty. This isn't, we're not, it's not Catholic.
Yeah, exactly.
This is like the Love Light Farms where it took him 10 years to have anything.
That, where he kept going, can I touch you? And you literally already are. Like, yeah.
That is not happening much. Yeah, this is more of like the before it's happening. And he, even before they go into the champagne room, he's like, he keeps thinking like she's trying to repay him for saving her. And he's like, I don't want payment. He was like, I literally just want to like talk and chill. Like, I want to take you to coffee. I want to take you to, he kind of gets like confident and is like, I want to take you to coffee. I want to take you to dinner. I want to know what your favorite dessert is and see if you taste sweeter than that.
Oh,
he says something nasty.
He gets a little nasty.
Yeah, so
say it. We can edit it out.
He wants to know if she tastes.
Her pussy tastes a certain way after she eats something. Mm-hmm. How am I the one saying it?
Is it because it's not
the reader?
What the fuck?
The reader.
You are, though. You read this book.
I read it in my mind.
Nasty.
You know what? I got to be honest, though. I probably wouldn't have said it either.
Yes, you're the out loud reader. I'm the in-head reader. I read inside.
And then I have to tell you what I'm picturing, and then you guys have to picture it, too. And you're like, fuck.
You've already said all these words in the microphone. We can't even say hi.
That's why we need the soundboard.
Oh, God.
We can't even say hi.
Okay.
So, that is definitely the first coming. And he...
Is that what you highlighted for her?
No.
No.
But that was 60... Wait, what page? 48?
45. Mm. Yeah. I highlighted his second time.
Like, when he's, like, actually, like...
Yes. So they screw around a lot in the book.
Okay.
But I think he's trying to, like... He's scared. He's trying to build up his tolerance, basically. Mm. Lots of going down on her.
Okay.
He even asks his friend. Mm-hmm. He even asks his friend, like, how to. Mm. And he basically gives him a crash course in going down.
I forgot it was the 80s. And I was like, why are
you? Oh, right. There's no Google.
Are you going to open up the newspaper?
Definitely don't learn that.
Talk to your friends about it.
Reddit.
I bet you there's like actual like you know how
is
they
a
Kama like
Sutra book.
No, I was gonna say like you know how like on YouTube now like you can post nudity if it is like tutorials.
Oh,
like I don't know exactly what has all been on there, but
what are you doing in your spare time?
I'm just saying like
research
people. Well, actually, one time I looked something up on Wikipedia from the book.
Was it how to give a blowjob?
No.
Was it how to French kiss?
Real? No, it was like...
Hot redhead?
It was like a sex term.
What pussy? Was it?
Oh, I quit. That was hard to say.
She said it!
I don't like
No, it was like...
Bukkake?
Yeah, okay, I know what that is. But literally, there's pictures on Wikipedia, and sometimes they are real.
Of bukkake, of just a face covered in
blue
just...
waffle.
Oh yeah, blue waffle.
Oh no. But because it is for like scientific purposes,
right.
You are allowed to post that.
Yeah,
dump them out.
Yeah,
dump
so,
them
like,
out.
Somebody was like trying to do like actually this is kind of funny, a waxing tutorial on their privates, and they put it on YouTube and they show everything.
That they're like, okay,
goodness. Because it is a tutorial.
Okay, there is a subset of our listeners who also are, what is it, regulation listeners?
Regulation book club listeners, yeah.
You all now have the task of urging those guys.
You
need to put a
footage.
Full tutorial out because you're allowed to now. So good luck.
Regulation waxers. But yeah, so I can't remember what I had looked up, but it was like bukkake, but it was something that I didn't know.
Right.
Being the age that I am now. But when I looked it up, I was like, oh, this is so crazy. Oh, okay, how did I get to this?
I don't know. Welcome to our changes.
Oh, he got a
tutorial.
He got a tutorial from his friend.
Did his friend, like, show him, like, put his hands up, like a...
I don't, they do not...
Here's a peach.
Yeah.
It's a novella, so it's not in the book.
Okay, true.
But he called it a 30-minute crash course.
Okay.
Wow.
And he's feeling good. So there's lots of him going down on her and him jerking off at the same time.
Okay.
They end up doing it. Yeah. And then she transforms into her succubus form, which is on the cover.
Oh, so what was she before?
A human.
Oh, so she's like, her horns and tails come out.
So even though there are creatures in the world, they are not known to humans.
Okay.
So they live in the human realm in human form.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
She has, like, I guess I should have mentioned that, sorry. But she has, like, a tattoo on her wrist that she, like, says something and rubs a certain way, and she turns into a human. Her wings go away.
Ooh.
So they have sex human style.
Mm. And how does he do?
He's good.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, I did want to say something, though. He had so many boners that he ended up casting a spell.
What?
On his junk.
He cast a spell on it, or his boners?
He did, because he was so...
Boned up all the time.
He was like, I have to do something. And so he was hoping that he could just keep it soft for the day.
Oh, God.
But it ended up getting hard. And then she went down on him and he couldn't come. Oh, and it hurt so bad. So, like, it was like the spell went wrong.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is why you got to be safe when you're doing spells on your junk.
Yeah.
He was like, he's like, I shouldn't have said blue balls in there.
So anyway, so... I highlighted the second time they have sex. It's literally like...
So when he's actually able to come.
Yeah. They have sex...
As humans.
Good. In the kitchen. They say, I love you.
Oh.
And they just get right to it.
Oh.
And so she brings him some water and some trail mix because he's going to need his strength. She turns into her demon form.
Yeah.
Just the wings like...
And she's like, get ready.
I'm picturing, like, orange slices and Capri Suns for all the kids after they, like, this is just so wholesome.
She's like, eat an Uncrustable and
get some Gatorade.
Yeah. Because we're going to fuck.
Yeah. He has this, like, fantasy that he's been thinking about in the book. And she can tell that he wants to do something. And she's like, if I can guess what it is.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Because he doesn't want to say it out loud.
Relatable.
This podcast. He wants her to ride his face.
Okay.
While she spears him
with her tail.
Yeah.
Can she make her tail be a dick? Or is it to have to stay in that shape?
I don't know.
Can she shapeshift it?
They don't really mention it.
Then we can decide.
Sure.
Yes.
She doesn't hurt him, so it's smooth, I'm assuming.
Oh, they figured it out.
Maybe it, like, goes in.
They make it fit.
Oh, wait. Okay. Okay. Is that what I'm reading?
No.
Okay. Okay. So she sits on his face and then her tail goes down. Is he knees to chest so that it can get to his
butthole? They don't say any of that. Oh, she does have the ability because he's like, I want to do this. Yeah. And you guessed it, but I didn't prepare for this.
Yeah.
She's like, I have the ability to clean up. So, like, she could clean up cum. She can clean it up. Yeah. So she does, like, a little and cleans him up. And she's like, there's nothing.
She does a little, like, demon enema.
Basically.
Oh, my God. A demonic enema. Oh, my God.
The 80s are wild.
Yeah. Wild. Different time, man. Not a cell phone in sight.
Oh, God.
In the moment.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things.
Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, so he's like, wow, got it.
Yeah, so she's on top, like 69 position, because she wants to watch.
Oh,
but she doesn't really say.
Because the tail's long, so she can. Yeah. Okay,
she can do anything.
So she is sitting on his face.
She's originally
looking at his dick.
Originally, she's the other way, but she comes and then she turns.
And then she has her tail come forward.
Yeah, so she can watch
her tail go in and out of his butthole.
And then she sucks it while she
sucks his dick.
Yeah.
Wow. These two crazy kids.
They're in love. They said, I love you.
They just said, I love you.
Radical 80s, man.
Shane, you waited for the right reason.
Yeah. Wow, she got every hole.
And not
even like Santa losing your virginity on Santa's bed.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a good way to go.
Wow. I love that she guessed it, and I wonder how long it took.
Not very long, because
they're so compatible.
She can probably feel it.
No, just like based on things that they've done.
He's always sticking his finger in his butthole.
No, but she knows that that he's bisexual, or that he, I can't really remember exactly, but. She just knows him. She can tell.
Yeah.
She just knows based on the things that they've done and that they haven't done, and the things that she has and that he likes.
And she lives off of like that feeling.
Yeah, wow. Desire. So I highlighted the part where they have sex when she's full succubus form.
Okay.
Okay.
Because it's extra monstery.
Ooh. Not the part where she fucks him with her tail.
No, right. I didn't do that part.
I like that, like, this is more dirty than that.
I don't know.
I guess we'll see.
We'll have to see if it's a lot. God.
I'm saying that like I'm ready, and I.
She's such a babe, though.
She really is. She really is.
She's a sweetheart.
Oh, so
from her point of view or his point of view?
I don't know, but right before she's like, I need to tell you something. It'll be so good.
Oh my God, they do talk about vagina dentata. That's Megan's body thing, right?
No, that Whenever was teeth.
The... Yeah, oh, teeth. Sorry.
I never
Jennifer's
saw that.
Jennifer's body?
Jennifer's body.
Oh, yeah, I was like...
Megan's body?
Oh, because it was like Megan Fox. Fox.
So
I see what's happening.
She's like, I need to tell you, it's going to be great in this form, okay. Right?
So her vagina's different as a succubus?
Listen.
Okay. Let her talk.
And she's like... Do you want me to tell you?
Do you want to find out together?
Well, he's like, well, is it teeth? And he was like, if you promise you're not going to hurt me, I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's not teeth. And she's like, but you'll like it. And he is like, surprise me.
What do you think it is, Emily?
I don't know. It's not teeth. I think that it sucks more, like it pulls on it. I'm trying to think of like what would feel good. Unless it was
like that, do it again.
Unless it was like maybe, maybe like a massage chair in there.
In
like
there?
Vibrates. He said like inside of her vagina, she's like, it's different, but it's not teeth. So it's something that must feel good on a dick that I would assume.
Maybe it's like coated with something like some sort of chemical that makes him like, wow, I've never been more horned up in my life.
Oh, maybe.
That's the tamest thing I can think of. I don't know. Teeth?
Oh.
What would Jesse Eisenberg like?
What would he want? So.
Wait, are we really? I don't get to know. Oh, God. I'm so.
We get
okay,
to
I'm
find
stressing.
Out together.
Together. Shane.
Okay, so good. This is her point of view.
Ooh, yeah.
He goes, and this is him now saying, this is a quote of him. I don't, you don't feel any different. The slit inside me just above my G-spot opens and my tendrils press against it. Eager to wrap around the cock inside of me. So she's like a jellyfish?
She's got little, she's, like,
it's like little grippies.
Little grippy. I just pictured, you know, those little hands that you just
Actually, that's exactly what I think they're like.
Oh, God.
Like tiny hands.
But that's inside of her. So,
yes.
Like, so I'm thinking now, like, what is it, Predator, when it opens up its mouth and the little one comes out? That's her vagina.
I think that's alien.
Or the alien. Aesthetic video for this one has to have the little slappy hands stick to the wall because that's what.
Oh boy. Easing my hips back up, I give them room to extrude, and Shane gasps in shock as they spiral around his cock. So does she kind of like pull out of him and then the little sticky hands are still.
She's just giving them room to come out of their little garage.
What happens when.
Fuck, you have tentacles? They tug on him in response, pulling him back inside me as I lower myself onto him again. Each time they rub against him, a pulse of pleasure surges through me. They're to keep you from escaping me until I'm done with you, sweet witch.
Do you think she named them?
She's like, that's Timmy, Tommy, Mikey.
Behave.
Boys, go back in.
Get in the garage.
Get in the garage. Oh, gods, fuck, that's, it feels L. Shane's broken words spur me on, and I moan as I ride him in earnest. The obscene slick sound of my tendrils and pussy sliding against his cock. Now I'm hearing all those stupid hands on the wall.
Yeah.
And our cries of need building my arousal higher and higher. It's been so long since I've done this. I forgot how amazing it is. You like being trapped inside of me, mine to fuck over and over until I'm satisfied? Yes, use me, please.
That's
if
your-
you don't picture Jesse Eisenberg.
Never.
You fucking bitch.
God damn it. You're picturing these slappy hands. That's what you get.
I'm picturing slappy hands, a total fucking babe, and Jesse Eisenberg.
God damn it.
Sweet witch. It doesn't take long for me to reach my peak, screaming out as it crashes over me. Unlike in my other form, it just keeps going and going as my tendrils squeeze around Shane's cock and my pussy pulses, needing to feel him come too. Fuck, I'm going to come. Give it to me, I gasp. Oh, wait, no. Give it to me, I gasp. The pleasure heightening even more as his cock surges inside me and fills me with his hot cum. I writhe on top of him, mindlessly riding out our shared pleasure. When I come back to my senses, Shane is gasping my name and shaking beneath me as my tendrils give him one last squeeze before retreating. They're like, bye-bye. I ease off of him, even though I'm so high on him. I could ride him all night long and never tire.
Oh, goodness.
Baby girl. Ah, Shane doesn't even know. He looks utterly wrecked, so we'll have to work up to that. This book for a novella has a lot going on.
It's a lot packed in there.
That is. It's a lot of tendrils, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tendrils.
I think... So what's your favorite part about this book? The tendrils?
No, because, I mean, that's at the very end, pretty much. Mm-hmm. But I think it's just the sweetness.
Like her being in power and that she's sweet.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then also she's, like, giving him, like, I keep wondering, like, in the book, like, why doesn't she just take him? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, but she's being patient and letting him go at his own pace, but also, like, pushing his limits a little bit so he's not so... reserved, you know.
She's being like caring and good, like aftercare even beforhaand.
She gave him trail mix.
Is some like soft dom like vibes to this. Ooh. Lots of good boy,
a good little witch.
Yeah.
She call him a good boy?
Yes.
Oh,
she's like hold Barbara still
like that. Ooh, didn't like that. We found her ick.
Yeah, well, I don't, I think for
I'm trying so hard to like no be open-minded like a
You're allowed to have you. You're not yucking anybody's yum, but it can doesn't have to be
your
yum.
I'm trying to
yum.
Picture saying good boy.
No. I challenge you between now and our next recording to at some point in a honest way. It cannot
it can't be
a
honest.
Bit, but like, or he can't know that it's a bit that you tell your husband Eric, good boy, and see his reaction. What if you find his like? Oh, good. What if he comes in his pants?
Oh my god.
What?
What's the-
Just from her saying
what
that.
What's happening?
Would you be like, good girl, if that made him come in his pants? Even though you hate to say it.
2024 is wild.
Dump him out.
Dump him out.
These first three New Year episodes are insane. I want to say, though, that I feel like because she's so dominant and there's an age gap between them. He's 25. Yeah. She's 37.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I think because he's a virgin and she's obviously extremely experienced, I think that they have that kind of like dynamic.
Yeah.
Because he is like cinnamon roll, golden retriever, just like whatever. But I think if you read it in context,
yeah,
you know, she does lots of double innuendos in the book. Like, I'll read one. You're here. I was just getting worried that you wouldn't show, but I should have known you'd be a good boy and come for me.
Okay, I don't hate it. Here's the problem. Boy is just so, it's like calling someone Cody. Like, it's just not, sorry to all the Codys. Like, Cody? I don't know. Like, it's
someone's
just,
like, my husband's name is Cody.
Yeah.
Or is it the age difference by saying good boy? Like, it feels like you're talking to a child?
Because here's the thing. When you say good girl, that's fine.
That's nice.
Yeah, I'm on board.
Yeah.
Good boy just seems like, I don't know. Boy, there's something about boy that's just like, I picture a literal boy.
Yeah.
It's just too literal in my head.
Yeah.
But I believe you. If I read it, I would get, I would get behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's definitely in control.
What do the good people at Goodreads think?
So I definitely went back on some things.
Okay.
You know, like I always like try to find books that have lots of good reviews.
But this just came out in October.
This just came out.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
shit.
Literally it has like 500 reviews.
Oh, I've we're looked in on when the we're trying. Level. There's like to try to find reviews of one star. It's like you're really.
Yeah. So the only one star review that I had was a DNF. And so I'm not going to include it.
Yeah.
But I went to some 2-star.
Yeah.
Which I feel like.
But you know, this is a really good fucking book. And I'm not allowed to ruin it for Vanessa. So that's why she's like, they don't even make 1-star reviews for it because it's really fucking
it's
good.
It's really fucking good. No, literally. It's
can I write one that says, I just pictured Jesse Eisenberg the whole time?
It's definitely going to be in our review.
Yes.
And I think that's another thing is like, I feel like people who give 1-star reviews are just like kind of jerks.
Well, it's the people that review like Jack in the Box where they're like, my order sucks. Yeah. And you're like, okay.
Like literally, I haven't given anything a 1-star and I've read some bad books. Yeah. You know what I mean? But it's like, I feel like 2-stars are still like people who did not like the book because you gave it 2 stars.
I would agree. Yeah.
So I chose some 2 stars. So literally, it has a 4.24.
All right.
479 ratings, but only 165 people wrote reviews.
Mm. Okay. Maybe our listeners will read the book and write some reviews.
Yes.
Head on out.
We're definitely going to write a review.
Dump them out.
Let Emily Antoinette know what's up.
So let's see. Mina Reads says, the book is not bad, but it's not particularly good either. Best element of the whole book is the iconic mega hot cover illustration.
Mm. It is iconic.
So true.
It
so
is
true.
Iconic.
It's pink. It's mm-hmm. purple. She's banging.
She's babe.
Yeah. Babe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So... Yeah. Honest Mabel, there's literally no need to mention, there's no need for mention of it at all. This wasn't a time period. No need for any time period to be mentioned at all. So they're talking about the 80s thing.
Right.
Yeah, but also like, I don't know. If I pick up a book and it says it's in the 80s, great. Moving on with my life immediately.
Right.
Like, I don't need, like, and everything was neon. Like,
right. Sometimes they lean into it where you're like, that's not how that was. Yeah. It wasn't.
My
so...
ankles are so hot from these warmers. Yeah.
They just needed to prove that, like, he was still asking his friends on how to do sex stuff.
They just didn't have cell phones.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think one of the things was, like, he called her and left her a message.
Right.
And he didn't leave his phone number, so she couldn't call him back. So he thought that she was blowing him off.
That's plenty of world building.
Well, and also, I mean, like, in the 80s, too, where it's, like, I don't know if you're going to show up or not. Like, I don't know if I will ever see you again.
Or if you're going to be late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Like, or if you died.
Somewhere. You just had to be somewhere.
Real sense of mystery.
Ooh.
I have more problems with the story than enjoyment. Overall, it was annoying. The MMC was too much and his need for consent to the point.
MMC? What's that?
Male main character.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Was too much with his need for consent to the point where it actually made me dry as the Sahara.
I mean, that's true.
What other genre are people telling you how turned on they are? But like, I just, oh my God.
This book made me fucking dry.
Like reading a biography and going like, I was not feeling it.
The 5 stars are like, I was sliding down my chair with my snail trail. I kept coming in my pants. Like,
I barely wanted to touch myself.
This book. I love, I mean, I think that the cover is definitely 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
I think that my own problems are my brain, just who I picture. And I'm
your
sure,
strengths. Well, yeah. I take that back. Jesse Eisenberg. I forgot. You're on timeout.
Yeah. We really need to watch some movies.
I think that's maybe that's just part of why, you know, I like to hear about books and have people tell me about them instead of being left to my own imagination.
It's a series, right? And it's like setting up because he's got a friend who's like a werewolf or something. Yeah. Like, I'm sure that'll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, is the werewolf the one who told him how to eat her out?
Nice. He actually just broke up with his girlfriend, Vanessa. She broke up with him for a Minotaur, Jim Bro.
Good for you.
Jim Bro. Oh, I thought his name was Jim Bro. Like J-I-M-B.
Jim Bob.
Jim Bob. I was like, oh.
No.
Do you think that there is a book? So this is, you said, 0.5 of the pre.
Yeah. So I'll tell you now that they end up together and they have a baby. Babies, and the book,
is it a witch succubus baby?
I guess, but the book, the actual like book in the series, is one of their kids, so it's like super in the future.
We're going next gen,
yeah.
Ooh,
but that's not in the 80s anymore.
It is out.
Did you read it?
No,
oh,
got tonight.
Ooh, tonight. Excited. That was so
fun.
Well,
dip my toe in the monster porn.
I know, I think, and you liked it, you even got up, you got defensive of it.
Yeah, I mean, if I was good and you were ruining it with your Jesse Eisenberg
shit.
Yeah,
that was very uncool.
I'm going to unfriend you.
No, I can't.
On Facebook.
It's the 80s. It doesn't exist.
I'm going to rack up your voicemail or answering machine.
Get on use up all the tape on my answering machine.
I just want to say, real quick, to all the Codys that I know listen to this show.
I like that that's what you're holding up to. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Cody.
All the good boys and the Codys
out
there.
You hear Cody and you think he's younger than he is. You hear Barbara, you think she's older than she is. I get it. I'm on your side.
We're one and the same.
Keep listening.
Oh, this is fun. I'm glad we did this one. I'm glad y'all are still listening to us and still hanging out with us, even as we've been fucking insane the last few episodes. I don't know what's going on, but we're having a good time.
Yay.
If you're having a good time, let us know. Leave a review. Send us a message at Clutch My Pearls Pod everywhere on the internet. Facebook, not Facebook. Ugh, we're not that old. Instagram. TikTok, Instagram, Barbara's favorite app, X. Send us an email at clutchmypearlspod.
Summon us.
Oh, yeah. Summon us.
Tell your coven all about us.
Tell your coven.
I'm a witch.
I'm a witch. Yeah, this was great. I had a good time. We look forward to seeing you. Oh, see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Bye. I'm a witch.
I'm a witch.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.